This week, all of the spiritual children of Abraham have religious observances. For Jews, Hanukkah, Christians, Advent, and Muslims, Ramadan. Commentator Robert Franklin sees this confluence as an opportunity.
This year, Americans are getting a quick course on Islam, and especially on Ramadan, the month of fasting and renunciation. Newspaper profiles inform us that it commemorates Muhammad's inspired writing of the Quran. Government officials refer to it as they discuss the timing of our current military activities. Even some Muslim American religious leaders have invited non-Muslims to join them for all or part of the fast. Although there are more than a billion Muslims in the world, Islam is a minority religion in America. I'm fascinated by how rapidly this particular element of Islam has achieved widespread public awareness. Does this say something positive about America's potential for learning about and integrating different faith traditions? University of Chicago theologian Martin Marty thinks so. He sees it as a signal of American generosity, fairness, and tolerance. But I wonder if Ramadan provides a lens through which Christians might view and experience their own faith differently. Muslims who are now fasting may offer an example of public piety that is neither self-righteous nor commercialized. Although Ramadan occurs at a different time each calendar year, this year it happens to overlap with the Christian Advent season leading to Christmas. That's what makes this such a wonderful opportunity for comparative understanding and enrichment. The self-denial that defines Ramadan may remind members of all faith traditions that religion involves more than giving presents and singing songs of cheer. Religion also makes demands on its adherents. It defines and promotes high expectations of moral behavior and righteous intent. Religion entails sacrifice as well as celebration, sharing our prosperity as well as spending it. Ramadan represents a firm and gentle challenge to people who find it easier to profess than practice their faith. It challenges us to recall that the God of Abraham, Jesus, and Muhammad invites people to experience life more fully through simple, disciplined acts such as prayer, fasting, meditation, study, and service. As we enjoy the merriment of this Christmas season, perhaps Ramadan can assist us in recovering the sacred meaning of this shared religious season. And in this year's emotionally complicated and morally ambiguous holiday season, where bombs are exploding as sleigh bells are ringing, perhaps all of us will be inspired to act in ways that will truly bring peace on earth and goodwill toward all.
Robert Franklin is the president of the Interdenominational Theological Center in Atlanta.